Well, Shane Iverson from KYUK, and I have just this wonderful thing in common. We have both worked at KYUK in Bethel, Alaska. And we had the pleasure of working with John Active. Yeah. And I went to KYUK in 1988 and worked with John. And it was something I think that maybe changed my life. Because when I first went there, they had broadcasts in Yupik. And I thought, well, there are not that many people speak Yupik, so why is it important to keep this language alive? And John Active stood up and said, my mission is to Yupify the world. And, you know, he was a one-man mission who pretty much for much of his career was often the only one broadcasting in Yupik. Hmm.
And I got to know John. I'm the general manager of KYUK now. And it's the oldest, I don't know if you guys know this, but out in Bethel, Alaska, we have the oldest Native American-owned public or media organization in the entire country in KYUK. And so I got to know John. Yeah, thanks. That's pretty cool. I got to know John working with him and producing for him. And he, if you didn't get a chance to see his work, he was just an all-star talent. He could do it all. He could do funny. He could do journalism. He could do it in English. He could do it in Yupik. And he could do it in both. If there was a reality TV show about broadcasters, you know, we got the mining show and the dogma show. If there was one about broadcasting, it'd be John Active would be the star. And we would have been the sidekicks in that show.
And the wonderful thing about John was that he would sprinkle Yupik all the time. And you know, I had a chance to learn some wonderful Yupik words like Imgajuk, which means thingamabob.
Very useful. Thingamabob.
And John would love to bugook. You know what that is?
Suck it off the bone. Which is what you should do with all your food.
But that was the wonderful thing about him, is he made everyone sort of appreciate his language and culture. And one of my aha moments with John came just a few years ago. I had tapped the archives at UAF for audio, and I found some audio that his grandmother, the late Maggie Lynn, recorded, and a tale about how the fox became red. So I played this clip and interviewed John on Frontiers, and I just played just a tiny little bit of the clip, and then John finished that story verbatim, as his grandmother had said it, because I had heard the tape. And at that moment, I just realized how rich it is to have all those generations after generations of storytelling in you. I mean, there is probably not a broadcaster in our country that could make that kind of a claim, you know, that they have generations of storytelling and were on the radio and TV. But anyway, we have an award to give, and one of John's dear friends, Marie Mead, is going to accept it.
We are not far, John, for everything you've done for the whole state, for our region. He was a very special person, one of a kind, and we all loved him, and we missed him. But his legacy and his work is going to continue on, and we are, everyone back home, we were all proud of him. He was my cousin. He was my, he was adopted out to another family, but he was, his mother and my father were like brother and sister, so John and I were first cousins. So he's a very special person in my life. We are not far.
And while our MCs come up, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to Yupify this crowd just a little bit. There's a great expression in Yupik to say goodbye. It's doinunrituk, which literally translates to, this is not the end. So, doinunrituk.